Make this season a home run and your sunflower field your trophy case. Play to win with New Seed and Legend Seeds on your team. They can match your operation with the right high-performing sunflower hybrid. Whether you're growing for oil, conoil, or confection, grow more trophies per acre. Book your New Seed sunflower hybrids today. Visit legendseeds.net for a dealer near you.
Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here on a tumultuous Thursday. I guess no more or less tumultuous than Wednesday, Tuesday, or Monday. We've had a couple of weeks where the world has changed significantly, and that has changed a little or a lot for farmers doing business. Maybe especially with their banker or their financial institution. Joining us for the CEO of Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Mark Knisely. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Mick.
And I guess, how are things different this week compared to 2 weeks ago at Ag Country?
Well, I think we're settling into more of a routine of having a majority of our staff working remotely doing business in a little more virtual fashion with our customers and vendors, having closed the offices to public and walk-in traffic on Monday. So things seem to be settling into a bit of our new normal.
What is the smartest way or easiest way for one of your customers to reach out to someone in particular at their local office?
Well, that's a great question, Mick. You know, we're maintaining a presence. We refer to them as our priority service teams in each of our branch locations. We have 38 branches across the three states that we serve. And so that's always the first and easiest way to reach out. They'll be familiar with your operation and so forth. Online service is still a good possibility and a good way to connect with us as well, if that's of interest to you. And we also have a 800 toll-free number that you can call our main service desk if you're having trouble getting through to our branch locations. That number is 855-402-7849. But luckily, you know, in this day and age with all the advances in technology, there's really not much that we can't do both remotely and online and with things like DocuSign and that type of thing, Mick. So it's kind of business as usual, just a little less efficient and a little clunkier than what we would like to do if we could have face-to-face meetings and be meeting out in the farm with our customers.
Yeah, but you and I are doing business today by telephone, and that seems to work just fine. And I guess a phone conversation or maybe even, I don't, you're probably not into FaceTime at the financial institution, but I guess we can connect and maybe have a video call with our loan officer or insurance person there.
You know, we do. We do try and be careful, you know, around security with the systems that we use. And, you know, currently with most of the continental United States working from home, as it seems, video is something that we're trying to be a little bit careful of just so we're not burning up bandwidth, particularly in the rural areas that we serve. You know, there's limited capacity, so we're doing a lot more just audio kinds of meetings and updates as opposed to doing the video piece. But that's come a long ways, and it is something that we do. I think it'll be something that we'll do a lot more of in the future. It really gives us an opportunity to reach out a little further, and particularly with the, you know, the natural conditions that we deal with in this part of the country with weather-related events and things. It allows us to conduct business even through some of those winter storms and so forth.
Right. All right, Mark Knisely, CEO of Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Mark, we're going to get an economic stimulus package, I believe. a lot of people, yeah, well, it will happen. Just I guess they got to work out the fine details and change some language. This obviously should be a help to rural America, shouldn't it? Especially to the farm folks?
I think so. You know, we continue to be very active both in as Ag Country, representing and being an advocate for our customers, very active in Washington, D.C., as well as our state capitals. And really, again, trying to make sure that we're doing all that we can to work with commodity groups and agricultural trade groups to advocate for our customers in rural America. So We need to make sure that rural America and agriculture and our farm families and agribusinesses don't get left out of this this package and get overlooked. And it seems like there's some pretty good things coming out of this. It should be an economic boost to our customers in the area that we serve. In addition to that, you know, we distributed $60 million of cash patronage this past week. So that'll help as customers get those deposits into their accounts and receive checks. And, you know, interest rates, I think, is the other thing that, you know, are really starting to drive our business. And we made an announcement, and the board supported yesterday at our board meeting, reducing our variable rates across the board by almost a full percentage. We're going to be taking our variable rates down 0.9% effective April 1. And we just think that's a good opportunity to continue to pass that interest savings on to our customers. The long-term interest rates, we're still offering a full array of products, but long-term interest rates are a little harder to fund right now with all the uncertainty in the economy, but that'll settle out, and there'll be some really good opportunities, I think, going forward for customers either converting and existing loans or for new loans in the long-term category as things progress out of this cycle.
If people got their operating loans fixed and firmed up in the first 2 months of the year, is it possible to, like you said, convert them to this lower interest?
Well, all of our variable rates will go down. So even deals that we, you know, worked out with customers, you know, anytime here or this spring, it'll apply to everybody. So this lower interest rate will be a benefit to all of our customers.
Well, most farmers borrow somewhere between $500,000 to $1 million every spring to earn the average household income for the U.S., which is, you know, 50, 60 or less. And I guess this will be a significant help to producers.
I think so. And again, they, you know, we, farmers and farm families and agribusinesses are very sophisticated operations, and taking advantage of every opportunity to manage cost, I think, is the key right now. And as you know, both with the harvest issues that we had last fall and winter, as well as the commodity price declines over the past couple of years, you gotta make up ground wherever you can, and you know, the expense side of it by being able to do what we can to offer as low as possible interest rates to our customers, we think that's a real advantage.
For sure. All right. Mark Knisley, CEO of Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Mark, your job is to keep the business of Ag Country running. So, but I ask you to put your economist's hat on now. This is a macroeconomic question. A lot of naysayers with the economic stimulus package that's coming out of multi-trillion. Will that eventually have a negative effect? I know some people were saying hyperinflation. I certainly don't think that'll happen. But is there any negative impact from putting this much money into the U.S. economy?
Well, I think, you know, it's intended to shorten what obviously is going to be a recession, given the unemployment numbers we're seeing and some of the other things that are going on, particularly in other parts of the country where they, and both coasts, where they're pretty much shutting down business, you know, across the board. But I do have concerns long term about federal spending and the federal deficit. I think we all do. And you know, making sure that we get the economy back up and running again, but then putting some good common sense back into how we manage government and you know, spending, federal spending and state spending, I think is going to be very important. But I just don't think we have much of a choice right now. Just my personal opinion. I think they need to do whatever they can to provide that stimulus and, you know, make sure we don't miss a beat when we come out of this cycle. And we will. That's the other message, I guess, is that, you know, don't panic. Things, particularly those of us involved in agriculture know how cyclical business can be, and we will cycle through this and come out the other end and hopefully be a stronger country as a result of it. You know, we do a very sophisticated stress testing and look at various models and study potential outcomes all the time. And you know, so we've got a pretty good idea as a cooperative kind of what will happen and what impacts what. And you know, we're going into this as a very well-capitalized farmer-owned cooperative. Ag Country has the capacity to fulfill our mission and continue to serve agriculture, even in what may seem like pretty uncertain times for a lot of people. And we also have business continuity plans. And even within that, we have a pandemic policy. So we're always thinking and trying to look around the corner as far as we can to make sure that we're there in all times for our customers and for the communities we serve.
And everybody, pretty much everybody, at least the ones who have survived in the farm business, are fiscally conservative. So I think pretty much everybody agrees with what you just said. But politicians get elected on being fiscally liberal. So we'll see what happens in 2020. So, all right, Mark.
You may have picked up a bit of my political leaning there, Mick. Sorry.
No, and that's okay. I guess a lot of people echo all that sentiment. And I guess in this election year, we can hope for a little more cash flow, maybe another MFP payment. Nobody's going to turn that down, I don't think.
No, and Mick, I obviously try and stay tuned in pretty closely to the global economic environment too. And I think as a country, we have the ability to go through something like this and come out much stronger. And I'm not sure that's the case across the rest of the globe. So I continue to think that we'll lead this this recovery like we generally do. And I think we'll all be stronger because of it. Not only, much like the agribusinesses and farmers and farm families that we serve, very resilient and very resourceful, both as a country, ag country is, as well as a country. And so I'm still very optimistic and feel like, this has been a test, but it's one that we're going to pass and we'll move on.
Like you said, we are uniquely positioned to survive and come out, especially the rural nature where we live. We are socially distanced. Yeah, a lot of Germans and Scandinavians in this part of the country think 6 feet is a little too close to begin with.
Very true.
All right. Mark, any other news that came out of your board meeting yesterday?
No, just the board continues to be very supportive of all of our efforts. We want to focus on doing our part as citizens and making sure that we're following the guidance of our federal and state officials right now and doing what we can to flatten the curve of the spread of this coronavirus. And I think again, being in this part of the country, we may not see the full impact of this in more of our rural areas, but the other thing that we're just trying to make sure that we're not getting all caught up in this either as a board or as a company. Ag Country wants to stay focused on the right kinds of long-term strategic things that we need to keep an eye on. And, things like improving rural broadband and things that can benefit our customers, our producers, and our communities are continue to be high priorities for us. We needed to implement fairly quickly our pandemic policy and make sure that we could conduct business throughout all of the various state work at home orders and various other things, shelter in place orders. But deep down, we're really focused on the future and the long term strategic things that we need to be doing to serve rural American agriculture.
All right. Mark Knisely, CEO of Ag Country Farm Credit Services. And Mark, thank you so very much for taking the time to be with us today. Thanks for the work you do. And I hope you have a stay safe and stay healthy.
You too, Mick. Thank you.
You are very welcome.